In this country, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has outlined a long-range plan for remaking the U.S. military. That's according to a report in today's Wall Street Journal. The journal describes the Pentagon's agenda for defense spending and military planning, and the report is based on a document that's said to be classified. Greg Jaffe reported the story for the journal, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Morning.
How does this change the Pentagon's central focus?
Well, I think in the past, the Pentagon has tended to focus on sort of discrete incidents, North Korean invasion of South Korea, an Iraqi invasion of Kuwait. This tends to focus on much less discrete incidents and sort of lays out a very proactive strategy for the U.S. military in places where the U.S. military isn't necessarily at war.
I want to change the terminology a little bit. When you say discrete incidents, you're talking about basically preparing for a big war or a medium-sized war in a specific place, and now they're preparing for far more fuzzy situations.
Exactly right. Instead of preparing for a specific conflict, it sort of assumes that we're in a continuous global struggle that extends far beyond any specific battleground and is going on everywhere.
You say that the priorities include defending the homeland, including strikes against terrorist groups planning attacks. That makes sense. Preventing the acquisition of weapons of mass destruction by hostile states. That makes sense. But let's talk about the other two points here that are new priorities. One priority in this document, proposed priority, would be that the military would focus on building partnerships with failing states to defeat internal terrorist threats. What's that mean?
I think it means that the military gets out a bunch more, and that rather than waiting for places like Afghanistan to become sort of no-go zones, you know, taken over by the Taliban, you help relatively friendly and well-intentioned failing states defeat these kind of internal terrorist threats with not big forces the way we have in Iraq or Afghanistan right now, but hopefully small teams that can help professionalize the military and instill the kind of values that we want them to have and make them a more responsive and more effective institution.
And there's another priority here, influencing the choices of countries at a strategic crossroads, such as China and Russia. How can the military do that?
I think the idea is convince China that it's just not worth it to challenge the United States militarily, that it's just too expensive to them. So in many ways, that means maintaining the lead in certain core areas like stealth and precision strike and intelligence surveillance and reconnaissance, maintaining such a great lead over China that they realize that it's not worth competing.
Greg, does this planning document, if it went into effect, does it force the military into areas where military officers generally would rather not be working?
I think where it might is particularly this notion of building partnerships with failing states to defeat internal terrorist threats. I think prior to 9/11 in particular, there was a real concern about doing this. When we tended to work with nations, we tended to work with them with regard to defending against hostile incursions from neighboring states rather than their internal threats. And there was a worry that we'd get mired down there in many ways the way we did in Vietnam. So I think that there is some hesitancy to do this.
Greg, thanks very much.
Sure.
Greg Jaffe is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal.